This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Well, welcome to 2021, our first podcast. Of the new year. Welcome back. I got some new toys.
I know, because I was trying to do it with my mouth. It didn't work.
Yeah. So this is it's called the hype button. Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
It said uses for it, and one of the things said telemarketers. So somebody calls, like, I'm sorry, can't hear you. What are you trying to show me? Can't hear you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I got a bell, and I don't know. Emily took my sound effects machine, which is my iPad Pro.
Yes.
And she liked the big screen on the iPad and helps her with her work. So I'm like, all right.
Take my iPad. You're such a good husband.
Yeah, what can I do?
Well, nothing, because she would have taken it anyways.
That's accurate.
What's yours is mine,
but no,
honey.
I use it at work every day.
Well, that's too bad.
That sucks to be you.
Yeah. So our last podcast was, I think, December 22nd or thereabouts. That was the 18th, right?
Oh, yeah, because I flew out on the 19th.
Yeah, mid-December. We did our last podcast that week, and gosh, it's amazing how crazy and how much work it is just to take a vacation.
I know. It is exhausting. You need a vacation from the prep for your vacation, and then when you come back, you need a vacation from your vacation to prep for work.
Well, because all the extra time you spend just getting ready to take vacation.
Right? I mean,
it should be added on the end, right? I know. So, you have an 8-hour day, typically. Let's say you're here 12 hours because you're prepping for vacation. That extra 4 hours should be tied on the end of your vacation.
I think so.
As an extra day.
Yeah, like you worked it off.
Yeah.
It's like a debt that you work off.
But you flew out and you went up to the Pacific Northwest, back to Yakima, Washington.
I did.
Did you come back with COVID or no?
I did not.
I know it's like a hot spot out there.
It is. I, being respectful to everybody around me and, you know, just to the community, I saw like only a few people, select few people.
You were up there for like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks?
A week and a half too long.
I felt the same way. I went up to Kent, Washington and stayed with my mom out there. And like, it's great and all to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But every freaking day, I got hammered.
I did not do such things.
We were just seeing, like, you know, we'd hang out with my sister and her husband. And I swear we probably went through like three or four of those Costco bottles of vodka.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Dude,
it was a drunken stupor for a week and a half.
Oh,
that's
my
why
gosh.
I felt like I gained like 50 pounds.
I didn't even get drunk one time. Actually, no, that's
really?
False. I did. I got shammered the Saturday after I got there on the 26th. It was my best friend's 30th birthday.
Oh, the Saturday. Okay, so
the
Tri-Cities down
yes.
the track. Okay,
I went to a 1920s murder mystery party.
Oh, that's cool.
It was amazing, except for when I killed two bottles of champagne to myself.
Not a girl.
Oh, it was. Oh, it was something.
See, that's a lot better than, you know. I just felt so gross.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried not to drink, but then people start drinking, and I'm horrible with peer pressure.
There wasn't even peer pressure. They're just like, hey, you want a drink? You're like, yes. Somebody twists my arm.
Somebody comes over here and hands me some weed. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, I'm horrible with peer pressure. You know, I'm supposed to be on this squeeze.com juice cleanse.
Yes.
And you give me M&Ms for my birthday and they're already open and I'm snacking on them.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
Just sitting here with the bag open.
But I did give you, in my defense, I also gave you Clif bars, which are still unopened.
You could have
reached for the Clif bar.
I know.
But you didn't.
My ability at this moment to resist temptation is non-existent.
Well, you're still coming off of vacation.
I know.
So.
I had no sleep last night. It's so tough getting back into a routine.
It is.
Which the routine is getting to bed by 7:30, up at 2:30, getting an hour workout in, showering, get to work, right?
It is a hard routine to fall back into.
But when, for 2 weeks, I was up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, either drinking or watching Netflix and just not having a worry in the world.
Yeah.
And then getting back, and we got back on Friday, which is great to have like 2 days to kind of regroup, but I should have started my routine Friday night.
I know.
You know,
and I should have done the same thing, and I did not, and it was dumb. So stupid
but
of me.
I think the... today, Monday, January 4th, I think today, as tired as I am, you gave me 3 monsters here. I may kill those by the end of the day. But,
and along with your entire bodily system.
I know. But I just can't. I can't take a nap. Otherwise, it's going to be just a horrible snowball effect all week.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to be rough. I just feel like it's going to be a rough week just trying to get back fully into routine. Mm-hmm. I did make sure, though, even though I didn't go to bed early Friday or Saturday, I was up and at the gym by 8 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday, because that is so much a part of my routine. I was like, no, I don't care. I don't care what time I go to bed. I'm getting up and I'm going to the gym.
That's my routine in the morning. And last night, man, we laid down at 6:30 to go to bed, and we watched the last episode of Unbelievable on Netflix. Great series, if you haven't seen it. But we watched the last episode, and I almost fell asleep during it, and Emily's like, wake up. Fuck.
And then you're up.
And then I'm up.
Yep.
And then after the show's off, she knocks out, and I'm just laying there. And this is like 7:30, 8 o'clock. The girl's already asleep. I go grab one Hail Mary sleeping pill, because I can take up to 2. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to pop one. I was almost asleep. Let's see if this will help. Just fucking lay there. And then I think it was like 10:30. I look at the clock again, still just laying there, and pop one more Hail Mary pill. Like, this is going to do it, right?
Borderline OD at this point.
And then I went downstairs to the couch and still just tossed and turned. I think it had to have been like 12:30. And at about that time, about 11:30, I pulled up my alarm clock. I'm like, I'm not getting up at 2:30.
Yeah.
I said this thing for 3:40. I'm going to get up, shower, and go straight to work. You know, so I mean, I'm already out of my daily routine.
Yeah.
You know,
which is hard. We're such creatures of habit and
totally
routine.
Am.
But we have to.
Yeah.
Because it keeps us strict, because you can't, you know, with this job, your sleep schedule can't be all over the place. It is. You know, it's very strict.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a better word, because I've used it like 4 times.
And you've been really good. Maybe it's because you have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because technically you're a single woman now, and you can have dudes over at all hours of the day if you wanted to, but now, being that you have a kid, you can't.
Yeah.
So I feel like the kid's keeping you on the straight and narrow when it comes to this morning show. I feel like you'd come in one morning and be like, oh yeah, I got railed all night. I'm a little tired today, guys. I feel like that would be the case.
Let's be honest.
If you were...
That wouldn't stop me one iota. Okay?
You'd still be in bed at 7:30?
I mean, I would be in bed.
With someone.
I said I'd be asleep.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like you having a kid in your house is keeping you on the straight and narrow on your single little venture that you're on.
Well, I appreciate that you think so highly of me. Actually, the way that it ends up working, when I was seeing somebody back like... in May of last year, when I was seeing somebody, I would put Easton to bed at his normal time, and then said person would come over, and that's when we would hang out after he goes to sleep.
The man of the night.
He was the man of like many months. Like,
no,
we
man.
Genuinely saw, but yeah, I know what you're saying, but I also don't want to come off like, oh, I was seeing all these. No, it was one person that I saw for like 3 months.
You'd come over at a certain time after the...
Well, yeah, because
I... have a lock on like the outside of your kid's door so he can't open it?
No, I have a lock on my door though, and I can usually hear him coming because he starts calling for me the minute he hits his door.
Oh, okay.
So I know, but Yeah.
I feel like you need a lock on the outside of the door so he can lock his door.
Flip it around.
So when the man of the night comes over.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't have to worry about seeing his possible new
daddy. I don't have a man of the night anymore, nor have I for quite some time.
I'm just thinking that I've had co-hosts in the past where they would be out at the clubs of the night, you know, and not being responsible, and it'd drive me up the freaking wall. And I'll say that you would do that, but I feel like having a kid, it keeps you a little bit more of a routine.
It definitely does. Yeah. I tend to be pretty more lackadaisical, but he really does help keep me on a schedule, because he needs it. He is a creature of schedule.
Yeah.
He was not about vacation. Let's just say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so when you guys were up there, you got to see your oldest, which lives in Wenatchee with his dad. So you get to see your oldest a few times a year.
Yeah.
And so he got to see you. How was all that?
That was fantastic. It's been really rough. He's got a pretty difficult situation happening in his house right now. So,
the older one.
Yeah, my older son does. So we really had to work through that and discuss a lot of things that are surrounding that particular issue. So, and it's nothing bad. His dad is, you know, good and everything is fine. It's just, you know, when you have other siblings in the house and they're battling things, you by association now have to battle things. Yeah. So without getting into the weeds of it, it's a lot for a 9-year-old to have to
take
on.
Man. You got that life. He's got your life with his life with you.
Yeah.
And he spent a week with you guys. And it's got to be hard on Easton, though, right?
I mean, it's very hard.
He sees Justin, his best friend, his brother, and you had posted a video on social media the moment they ran into each other's arms.
It was
across the front yard when he arrived.
It is my favorite video in my phone.
But then I didn't see a video. I mean, I haven't been on social media the last number of days, but of the separation, right? It was time for him to go home. That's got to be tough.
I try not to post them because my oldest Justin is very internet savvy and he searches us and searches our social media. And it really affects him when he knows that Easton is hurting. It's a lot of tears. It's a lot of my bubba, my best friend, with my best friendo.
Yeah.
And it's rough. I have a video of the last time because we had to take Justin to the airport and Easton stood at the window where he could see the plane and cried for like 30 minutes.
That's tough.
It is very hard. It's very hard. And Easton's not old enough to understand, so it gets rough. But good news is going into 2021, Justin will be here roughly every other month for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's good.
So it'll be much better this year than last year.
Yeah. Well, and then COVID played in a little bit last year, right?
It played in huge. Yeah. It should not have, but
it did.
I can't control other people. So we'll leave it at that.
You got other parents involved, another parent involved.
Yes.
So, yeah. But we are 2021. It feels amazing to be out of 2020. Did you do any New Year's resolutions?
I did to myself. It's not, they weren't, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm this, that, or the other. But my New Year's resolution is just to be better than I was last year on all of the spectrums.
Yeah.
Just to be better and, you know, keep my mental my mental health in check and ask for help when it's needed.
Yeah, I was a roller coaster last year, man.
Yeah.
Because you were in a serious relationship when you moved down here.
I was getting married. I was supposed to be married in June.
Yeah, and then that didn't work out. Then he came back around trying to work it out again.
Yeah.
And then it was just kind of,
It's been rough, weird. Man. Yeah. It's been a rough year. Mm. It was a rough year. But now we're 4 days into 2021 and everything's great.
Yeah.
I've had no mental breakdowns as of yet.
It's good. my goals in 2021 is just to, I've been trying to stay off socials the last few days. Mm-hmm. I get a little death scroll thing and it's just such a waste of time.
It is.
There's so much more productive things I could do with my time other than doing a scroll. I think the only thing I'm going to be doing is posting. I may look for a moment or two at the scroll because I think your top friends and your family show up at the beginning, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I may do that and then just put it away. But I'll continue to post because I feel like I have to for this
you
job.
Do. This job is the only reason I have a Facebook.
Yeah.
If I did not have to have a Facebook, I would delete it this moment.
See, I wish that I had somebody following me around like a reality show and just posted my shit.
Yes.
Right? Follow me around, get some great shots, great angles, great storylines.
Take care of it.
Post it. And I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? But You know, I feel like I hate freaking selfies. I hate all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I just don't want to do it, but sometimes there's nobody around to take a picture. I got to take a selfie.
Yeah, see,
you know?
I love taking selfies. The problem is when I post it, I feel so like self-gloating, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to post a ton about myself because it's me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I would follow you around. I'll follow you if you follow me. I mean, we're together 8 hours a day, 5 days a week anyway.
I know. But that would be amazing. My goal in 2021 is to make enough money to pay somebody to follow me around. If I got to go do Uber Eats, I'm going to make some money, pay somebody to follow me around.
It's amazing.
But it's good to be back.
Yeah.
You know, the goal with this podcast is to eventually get the video up.
Right.
I know they upped the internet speed in this building, but
it crashed this morning.
But what are the goals? I know we're going to be laying out goals for the show here this week, and you know this is kind of off air stuff. But what are the goals with this podcast? Is to get it online.
Yeah.
You know, be it on YouTube Live or on Twitch or something, is to just get it on video chat. So we're live on video as we're doing this, and it'll also be posted on the radio.com app but on iTunes.
That's, well, there's so much that goes in, like, you can't see us and the hand motions and the facial expressions, and it's so
interesting. You know what I did over break? I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan and that podcast that he does. I think all of his questions are well thought out.
Yeah.
And he knows so much. He does a lot of research on what he's talking about. And I went all the way back. I wouldn't say it's like one of the death scrolls, but like he has.
You rabbit holed.
I rabbit holed, but I didn't go to like in the middle. Like I went to his podcast. I went all the way to his first podcast.
Ooh.
All the way to number one, which is on Spotify. And like he spent the first like 15 minutes of it just trying to get the video working right and this and that. Like, he wouldn't even talk about anything the first 15 minutes.
Oh, that's intense.
He was just, and they were talking, whoever was with him, Brian Redband, was on him on the first number of episodes.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking Joe how to post it to his Twitter.
Oh, that's funny.
And like, that was the very first episode. I'm like, man, where it's at today, where he's got however $1 million contract with Spotify, you know? And he started back in 2009. He's got 1,587 episodes.
Wow.
I scrolled all the way down to number one, and that first video is there.
You know what?
On Spotify.
Bless you, because I can't even listen. I can't listen to anyone's first podcast.
Oh, it was rough.
It's cringy.
I scrolled through a lot, and what I did listen to was number 23. He had Dane Cook. And
I love Dane Cook.
Yeah, and and that was like, this is 2009, I think, right?
Yeah.
And they're just in a living room with two cameras. It's going to be a very similar setup for us.
Uh-huh.
And just, they're in a living room with the mics and just doing their little podcast. The audio sounded like shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Because whenever they got loud, it would pop, you know, and stuff like that. But I mean, holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you got it going early. And Joe Rogan podcast, let's see. I want to know what a Spotify contract is.
Okay.
Because we do radio, and radio's not going anywhere, and we continue to do the show. But I really think, you know, podcasting.
I love the podcast.
The podcasting is where to go. Joe Rogan, I mean, as big as Howard Stern is on Sirius XM, Joe Rogan's audience is bigger than Howard Stern's.
Well, because Howard Stern, like, pigeonholes himself with the content that he brings. I mean, Joe Rogan, too, but it's more listenable than to a broader audience than Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard gets a little dirty sometimes.
I can't always listen to him, but I do enjoy Joe Rogan's podcast. But I can't, it's hard for me to listen to people's beginning podcasts because they're just rough.
No, but I mean,
for everybody, it's like that for everybody.
Listening to Joe now is pretty, it's good.
Yeah.
He's got some decent acts. I mean, he's had Miley on there.
Oh, he is anybody he wants.
There's so many people that, you know, he's mentioned it on his podcast. There's so many people that reach out to him wanting to be on his podcast.
We should reach out to him.
And to get to that, he'd be like, who the fuck are these guys? But to get to that point, to where you have anybody and access to anybody, and you're picking and choosing who's on your podcast.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
$100 million.
Oh, pocket change. $100 million. Is his contract with Spotify?
Yeah.
Wow. We're not even on Spotify.
Yeah, I know.
But we are on.
We'll get there.
iTunes.
If you're listening to this, please like and subscribe.
Yes,
is that what all the kids say? Like and subscribe, share, please. Some news over the weekend.
Yeah.
There's a guy in North Dakota. He was so mad that a former coworker wouldn't accept his Facebook friend request. He went to the guy's house and kicked his front door in. So he was arrested for burglary and terrorizing. How can you be that angry over that?
Over Facebook. Come on, man.
There's a guy in England who got so drunk on Christmas Eve that he legally changed his name to Celine Dion and forgot all about it until he got the paperwork in the mail last week. If you could change your name, what would you change your name? Would you change your name?
I wouldn't change my first name.
You're good with Cheyenne?
Yeah, I love Cheyenne.
I don't know if I would change my name either. Gunner?
Yeah.
Would you change Gunner?
No. Yeah. I think I've known you so long as Gunner. It would be weird to call you anything else.
So, okay, well, maybe we'll make this topic tomorrow. I don't know, on air. But, I mean, if you could legally change your name to any celebrity name.
No.
You still wouldn't do it?
I don't think I would.
I'm kind of curious, though, what this guy... he was watching Celine on a TV concert at the time.
Of course he was.
And he filled out an online application, paid the $120 fee, and then went to sleep and forgot all about it. I have never been that drunk, though.
And to make a mistake like that? No way.
I bought Amazon stuff for $120, but I feel like to not realize what you're doing, to go online and be like, and he's a dude, too.
It was spelled correctly, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. That's impressive. And he entered in his credit card right, which is also equally impressive.
I've never been that drunk.
Wow. No, I mean, I've been drunk.
Like, but I mean, drunk. The point that you're like, I mean, I enjoy Luke Combs, you know, I was listening to a live concert of his the other day, and dude, I miss live music.
So do I.
But I mean, he's so good.
I can't even think, I have so much FOMO of life right now, I can't even think about it. Yeah. Like, I was looking at Disney pictures the other day, from when we went to Disney back in February last year.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Disneyland so much.
Yeah.
I just want to go do something and live music and be around people.
And not have to wear masks everywhere, man.
I want to see people smile.
Yeah.
And not with their eyes.
When we flew to, when we left on Monday, you took that whole week off. The original plan was to like leave on the 23rd, I think, right?
Or yeah.
Something, and you ended up going super early. So I'm like, all right, I'm getting my vasectomy on that Friday, which I survived. Yay!
Yeah. Here I am. Update.
Yeah, update.
You're still here.
Yeah, I'm here. Not sure if I'm sterile yet, but yeah. I'm sure that's to come. Okay, I was thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
I take down notes on my phone because at some point I would love to be a stand-up comic.
You know,
at some point get up there and I feel like I'd have fun and there's some stories and stuff like that. But one of the jokes that I put down is like, when I jerk off, my wife doesn't know. But
this is like a little secret between you and your friend.
Yeah, no, for me, it's a little more intense because like she's in the house, but she doesn't know I'm doing it, right? So it's sneaky, right? But when I have to jerk off to get into this cup and take it in to see if I'm sterile, she's gonna know I'm doing it, and that's a different that's a different thing. Like she's gonna know I'm on the other side of that door jerking it. You know,
that's weird. Why don't she just help you and make it a thing?
Well, I know, but that's not part of the joke. Like, isn't it weird? Like, if you're on the other side of the door, you're jerking
it? It's funny. No, I like it.
It's like, what's going through?
I mean, I'm laughing now.
It's like, what's going through her head, you know?
What's he thinking about?
Yeah.
What's it feel like right now?
What kind of porn is he watching on his phone?
Is he squeezing it hard or not hard? Like, is it a tight squeeze? How hard is he choking the chicken?
That's part of the joke. You know, it's one of my, fine tuning to do. Yeah. If that ends up being on my stand-up. It's not ready for stage. But I feel like there's something there.
Yeah, I like it. I'm about it. I'm laughing now and it's not even fine tuned.
Yeah, I know.
I also laugh at everything, so take that with a grain of salt.
Anyway, how did I get on that? I forget. I was going somewhere with that.
You're,
so we had the vasectomy. I'm not sure if I'm sterile yet.
Right. So,
leaving. Yeah,
leaving.
So we left on Monday and went to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Right. Love that flight. It's less than 45 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just up and you gain an hour because they're an hour behind.
Right.
So essentially you travel in time and you're back at the same time that you left, right?
Yes.
Because if you leave at 2 o'clock here, you get to Vegas and
at 2 o'clock there.
Before two, it's like 1:50 or 1:55. Love that. But We flew Frontier, and dude, they packed you in like sardines,
There's no social distancing.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, crap, I'm definitely going to get COVID. You know?
Got the Rona.
Got the Rona. So we got to Vegas, and I did not have let me take that back. We had the girls with us, and so when you bring the kids, it's a different experience. We rented a car, so we didn't have to do the Ubers with the girls and stuff like that. Rented a car, drove across the dam there. I forget, it's not Grand Coulee, right?
No, that's Washington. Yeah. That dam.
The big one. And we drove across that, then we went out to the Neon Graveyard where all the old Vegas signs are in this thing. That was really cool. And
I have not been out to the graveyard yet. I would like to do that.
It's expensive. I mean, it's like $25 or $30 per
to look at rusting signs. It's not like there's any upkeep.
No, well, there may be a little bit, but I mean,
the grounds to make sure no weeds.
Yeah, pretty much. But you walk through, and it's like all the old signs. Like you see the old Sahara sign. It was kind of cool.
They're
big
though.
But I mean, we were there like less than 10 minutes.
Oh,
and we paid $25, $30 to get in there.
Per person?
Yeah. Well, the girls were like, I think Tatum was free and Caitlin was like 15.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I'm not doing that. No. That's dumb.
No, it's
I could buy two drinks for history. That.
But I mean, but if you want like a guided tour, which I probably should have done, you got to pay extra. Right? To have somebody walk through and tell you the history behind the signs and stuff
That's
like that.
That's kind of cool, actually.
But we didn't do that.
Yeah.
We paid to get in there and just look at the signs, and it was somewhat underwhelming, but that was something new.
Right.
You know, we were trying to do some new stuff when we were down there with the girls.
I like that, though.
But then, you know, all the games, nobody was there. Like, nobody was playing any of the slots, so none of them were cashing out. And so we lost, you know, a little bit of money. I'm looking around, I'm like, there's nobody even freaking playing. The only reason these things pay out is because enough people played it.
Right.
So we ended up just stopped playing. Then we went up to Cosmo. Their whole pool area is ice. Like, they put in an ice rink.
Oh, that's right.
So we went up there and got some ice skates, and Kayla and I went on the little ice rink. And
fun.
But the whole point was to bring this up is everybody's wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
COVID's keeping people home. And I just want things to get back to normal. Vegas wasn't as fun as it normally is when I go. Sporting events back in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get past all this. You know?
It will be good. I miss, sports. That's a whole nother.
Dude, we went to the Coyote startup here this month on the 14th.
I know.
And, they had country night at the Coyotes. That was one of our final events before COVID.
It was.
And just thinking back to that night when we were, you were with one of the arena hosts. I was with Kristen, the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking down in the crowd with people with no freaking masks.
Right.
Sitting next to people with no freaking masks. And talking to a mic, sharing a mic, you know, with Kristen and... And just being down back in the locker room, and I know we did something in the locker room and interviewed Christian Fisher.
Yes,
weeks ahead of that,
and then just kind of wandered around an empty arena.
Yeah, nobody gave two shits.
No, nobody even batted an eye.
And then all of a sudden, it's just shut down, and everybody's wearing masks.
I get it.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah,
but it's so disappointing. It's such a big, and for us. It's such a big part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
And to not be able to do that, you're missing something in your life.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's going to be weird, though, to see the transition.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some people that are still going to be wearing masks.
Right. There will be people who you interact with who will be offended if you don't wear a mask.
And then if you don't wear a mask into the store, even though it's going to be perfectly legal at some point.
Right.
It's gonna feel weird
if you're the one not wearing a mask.
Because I already feel weird. Just like once I step, in the studio, I'm so used to not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. But once I step outside in the hallway, and I forget my mask, I'm like, fuck, you gotta go back and get
you
it,
do.
Right?
You do,
and it just feels like you're doing something illegal and bad, and something horrible is gonna happen. And that is something that was perfectly normal just a matter of months ago.
Yeah, well, almost a year,
almost a year ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I am ready and I know everybody says this, but I am ready for a little bit more normalcy. I don't want this to be the new normal. I refuse to accept that wearing masks every single day, everywhere, is going to be our new normal.
Yeah. I'm glad the governor of Arizona has kind of kept things the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they do things cautiously.
Yes.
I'm glad they haven't shut down the restaurants.
Same. Or the gyms.
We went down, or the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Washington State. No, I mean, all the restaurants are struggling because they can't have in-person dining.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that.
But you have a tent.
Gosh, blows my mind.
It makes no sense.
You drive down roads in my hometown, and the restaurants that have patios are tarped in with heaters on the inside, and that's you can now eat outside, inside, outside.
I feel like the ventilation out there is nowhere near as good as it is indoors, right?
Exactly.
Just distance people at 12 feet. Take it down to 15%, which is what you ultimately have in the tent.
Yes.
Right? And just keep them indoors.
I know. It makes no sense to me.
I don't know, but they reelected that Inslee guy.
Here's the thing. Governor Inslee is the reason there should be terms. Yeah. Like, you get two terms, you're out. Just
how long
like the
has he
presidency.
Been in there?
Since he was 12.
Yeah, I feel like it's been that long.
Ever since I was able to understand politics and know about elections, it's been Governor Inslee.
But what's crazy is that there are people defying the orders and hating on Inslee and this and that. But how did he get reelected then? I feel like it's everybody against Inslee, but he got reelected.
Because I feel like the vast majority of people that we know are the minority.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is what it is. But, luckily, we don't live there anymore.
But the governor of this great state of Arizona.
Yes. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
And
the hell's his name?
Governor Ducey.
Ducey. Yeah. Space. Hey, I had 2 hours of sleep. Relax. Governor Ducey, if you're a listener to the podcast, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Thanks for keeping the gyms and the restaurants open. We're doing our part in wearing the mask and trying to keep socially distant.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Honestly, here's the thing. I enjoy wearing a mask at the gym.
Do you?
Okay. I don't enjoy it during cardio.
Yeah.
However, I enjoy being able to make faces underneath my mask when I'm lifting heavy.
Oh, without people looking at you weird. Okay.
Oh, because, man, I get this look. I look mean.
Yeah.
So I am kind of glad. I will be glad I don't have to suck fabric in at some point in time when I'm breathing heavy, but.
And then I'm growing this, like, weird beard, and, you know, it's
weird.
It has its weird faces, and it's nice to wear a mask.
Yeah. It makes face look so pointy.
I don't know, man.
When you do that
to
it.
If you go on the, well, it's my,
You want to know what reminds
stroking
me
in the beard.
Have you seen Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too?
No.
He looked like the guy.
Oh, really?
He's got a pointy beard.
I don't know what he's going to do. So I have the haircut and the beard trim tomorrow. I just don't know. Like, if you go to the story at Gunnar and Shannon on the Camel story, one side of my face, my hair, the follicles grow like back towards my ear.
Yeah.
And the left side of my face, they grow down towards my chin. So I have this weird like back, see, they grow this way.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, I know. I totally see it. It's weird.
So I either have to live with it and let it grow, and just once it's long enough, it all goes down, right? Because is that an awkward face? Like your hair on your head was an awkward face, right? For the longest time because it was not long enough.
Yeah.
So if I just allow it to get longer, right, I'm able to just kind of
You should train it. You should be able to train it, yeah.
But then again, my hair's like super thin and... You know, it's like a Luke Combs thing. You know,
which we all know I'm not a fan of Luke Combs.
No,
beard.
But he brushes his out. Like,
well, I don't know why he does that.
Yeah, it's.
I don't. It's not attractive. Yeah. Like, Nicole, can you please tell your husband to do something with it?
Yeah,
it needs professional help. Is what it needs.
All right. First podcast of the year in the books.
Woo!
If you do listen to the podcast, we appreciate you so much. And I mean, if there's any feedback, well, we welcome any and all feedback. If you appreciate the stories, like that we read and chat about the stories, or if you just like us talking about our life, or if you don't like us talking about our life and just all about stories,
or if there's something that you want us to talk about, something you feel like we need to address.
If you want more guests, you know, maybe we do more interviews. Like it crossed my mind, like the Netflix special Unbelievable that I was talking about, the gal that stars in that show is the youngest daughter on Last Man Standing.
Oh yes,
the youngest one, the more the boyish one. You know, she's the one that stars in that.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like if we were to get her on the podcast,
oh, that'd be cool,
and talk about how she got into the mode of a woman who was raped,
right,
that can't remember the details, you know? And how do you get into that mindset as an actress?
Yeah.
You know, it had crossed my mind for something like that. Is that something you want on this podcast? Because I don't feel like that's something for on air.
No.
I don't
no,
feel
it's
like
not.
It's a radio thing. It's more of a podcast thing.
I agree with you 110%.
You know, and then there's the whole, you know, it keeps crossing my mind to get a hold of somebody in the band Perry and find out where the frick they are, you know?
You love the band Perry.
I love the band Perry.
Yeah. You're a huge fan, except for their latest
But
stuff.
Where are they? Why the hell did you leave and go to EDM?
Right.
And where are you now?
Guess that's not working out for you.
Yeah, what the heck?
That would be cool, though.
They have that banjo sound, and, you know, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed the band Perry.
So it'd be interesting to know what happened there.
I agree.
You know, I mean, is that something you want to hear on these podcasts? But any and all feedback's welcome. You can always hit us up on our Instagram at Gutter and Cheyenne or drop it to our DMs. That's welcomed as well.
Slide right into those DMs.
Slide on in. But I think, Wednesday? Is it Monday and Wednesday?
Monday and Wednesday.
Is that our podcast days?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
All right, y'all. Have a great day. We'll do another podcast on Wednesday. Final words.
We out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.